For World Radio, I'm Kent Covington. The United States is imposing a new travel ban today on most travelers from South Africa, that in response to a worrisome new COVID-19 variant discovered in that country. The World Health Organization named it the Omicron variant and designated it as a variant of concern. Dr. Francis Collins, the director of the National Institutes of Health, said the big question is this.
If you've raised antibodies against that from previously being infected or from being vaccinated, the question is, will those antibodies still stick to this version of the spike protein, or will it evade that protection? We need to find that out. To be honest, though, that's going to take 2 or 3 weeks.
Dr. Scott Gottlieb is a former FDA commissioner who now serves on Pfizer's board of directors. He told CBS's Face the Nation.
People who are working on a vaccine, they have a pretty good degree of confidence that a boosted vaccine, so 3 full doses of vaccine, is going to be fairly protective against this new variant.
Pfizer and Moderna are already working to create Omicron-specific vaccine shots in case they're needed, but it would likely be early next year before they could make those shots widely available. Experts believe Omicron is highly infectious, perhaps even more contagious than the Delta variant, but that remains unclear. It is also not yet known if Omicron poses a greater or lesser risk of severe infection than Delta. Officials in the United States and a growing list of other countries are hoping that a South Africa travel ban will buy time as authorities try to answer those questions. And President Biden's top medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, said precautions make sense.
The positive effect is to get us better prepared, to rev up on the vaccination, to be really ready for something that may not actually be a big deal, but we want to make sure that we're prepared for the worst.
The U.S. government praised South African officials for quickly identifying the variant and sharing that information with the rest of the world. Holiday travelers flooded airports at almost pre-pandemic levels over the weekend. The rush started before Thanksgiving, with 2.3 million passengers screened on Wednesday, and that carried right on through the weekend. The highways were also packed. AAA estimates more than 53 million people hit the road over the weekend. That, despite high gas prices, the current average is $3.39 per gallon, virtually unchanged from a week ago. Mohammed El Aryan is a former Obama advisor, now chief economic officer for Alliance. He said oil supply has not yet caught up to demand, and that has elevated gas prices, but he said that will change eventually.
In the meantime, the administration is trying to lessen it, not only by releasing supplies, but also asking other countries to do the same. And that's what we saw last week. It will have a marginal impact. It won't have a permanent impact, but it's a very important signaling.
But critics say President Biden is sending mixed signals. Just before Thanksgiving, he announced the release of 50 million barrels of oil from the nation's emergency supplies. But the day after Thanksgiving, the Biden administration recommended an overhaul of the nation's oil and gas leasing program. The changes would make it tougher for oil and gas companies to drill on public land and underwater, raising costs on energy companies while making some areas off limits altogether. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland said the changes would mitigate the worsening effects of climate change while, quote, staying steadfast in the pursuit of environmental justice. Taiwan said 27 Chinese aircraft, including fighter jets and bombers, entered its air defense buffer zone on Sunday. The defense ministry said Taiwan scrambled combat aircraft to warn the Chinese planes to leave. It also deployed missile defense systems to monitor them. It was just the latest instance of Beijing encroaching on Taiwan's airspace. Those incursions have increased over the past year. The Chinese Communist government claims democratically ruled Taiwan as its own territory to be brought under its control by force if necessary. Disney's Encanto charmed the weekend box office.
Many years ago, this candle blessed our family with a miracle.
The animated musical took in an estimated $43 million over the four-day weekend. The R-rated crime drama House of Gucci finished second with about $22 million. Overall, it was a strong holiday weekend at the box office with about $142 million in ticket sales, according to Comscore. That was far from pre-pandemic levels, but still a significant step forward for the recovering theater industry. I'm Kent Covington. For more top news along with features and commentary, visit us online at WNG.org.